With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Former President Donald Trump says these are dangerous times.
In my opinion, we're very close to a world war. We have people that don't know how to handle it. They're not respected. All over the world, they're laughed at. And we can't have that. Most dangerous period of time I've ever seen for our country.
Mr. Trump speaking last hour from Mar-a-Lago. Former Senator Jim Talent says the stolen valor scandal could get much worse for Democrat VP candidate Tim Walz unless he tells the truth. Correspondent Bob Agnew has more.
Talent says there's one thing that will certainly make things worse for Walz.
If he isn't straightforward in what he says.
Something Talent says could create an entirely new and more serious problem.
Now the problem becomes that he's not telling the truth about what he did.
Anything but the truth, Talent says, and Walz can expect the story to gain traction.
Round after round of this, as people keep contesting the story that he offers.
Former Senator Jim Talent was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNews.com, new allegations have emerged about Hunter Biden.
Prosecutors say while his father was vice president, Hunter Biden was hired by a Romanian businessman who was trying to influence U.S. government agencies. The allegations in court papers filed in the tax case against him. Special counsel David Weiss says Hunter Biden's business associate will testify at the upcoming federal tax trial of the president's son about the arrangement, including a $3 million payment, with the Romanian executive. Gabriel Papaviciu was facing criminal investigation at the time in Romania and wanted U.S. government agencies to probe that investigation in hopes that would end his legal trouble. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Park Fire in California, scorching more than 660 square miles. The containment remains at 34%. This is SRN News. And in consumer news, there's a new pesticide ban.
The Environmental Protection Agency announced an immediate ban on selling the pesticide DCPA or Dacthal. The weed killer was primarily used on crops. Federal officials said it harms unborn babies by impairing brain development and lowering birth weight. The agency struggled to receive health information on the pesticide in a timely way. The company told the EPA earlier this year that new protocols could help keep people safe. Keith Peters reporting.
And the parents of a 13-day-old Kentucky baby, who died last fall after drinking bacteria-tainted infant formula, the latest to sue Abbott Nutrition. This is SRN News. Officials are attempting to quell unrest in Britain following a spate of anti-immigrant protests throughout the country.
Carrying signs saying refugees welcome and chanting, whose streets are streets. People turned out in force to protect asylum service centres and the offices of immigration attorneys. Speaking to reporters at a mosque near Birmingham, Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer sounded the note of caution after a week of anti-immigrant violence.
Anybody involving themselves in disorder, whatever they claim as their motive, will feel the full force of the law.
After his visit to the mosque, Starmer held a roundtable meeting where he told community leaders that the justice system response to the unrest had been swift, with some already sentenced to prison terms. Karen Chamas, London.
Meanwhile, three sold-out Taylor Swift concerts in Britain are still on, despite the cancellation of three concerts in Austria due to an uncovered terrorist plot. More at srnnews.com.